Good morning. Here's wishing you the best of health and circumstances this wonderful morning. Often at Sunday service, we chant the Junirai, or the 12 verses, praising the virtues of Amida Buddha. Do you know who wrote it? The Junirai was originally written in Sanskrit by Nagarjuna, the great Mahayana fountainhead or pioneer. And that was during the second century of the Common Era. Shinran Shonin, the founder of the Honganji, refers to Nagarjuna, who lived in India, as first of the seven masters who laid the foundation of Shin Buddhism. Nagarjuna lived during a time when monks were practicing severe rituals, just like the way Shakyamuni Buddha himself practiced to attain enlightenment. Nagarjuna realized a person could not attain enlightenment through self-effort. Nagarjuna came to the realization that there is a spiritual power guiding and supporting the efforts of the practitioners. And of course, that is Amida Buddha. It must have been a great revelation for him, for his joy and gratitude are revealed in the 12 adorations, the Junirai, which he composed. Nagarjuna is also the one who taught about the interrelatedness or interdependence of all existence, and how we cannot survive without the existence of other beings. This is a very important teaching in Buddhism. The Dalai Lama has written, quote, "Interdependence is a fundamental law of nature," unquote. In other words, this is a natural law. He added, many of the smallest insects are social beings who, without any religion, law, or education, survived by mutual cooperation based on an innate recognition of their interconnectedness. So whether it be the animal kingdom, plant kingdom, or the human kingdom, they are guided by this law. We get the same message from the following story. One winter, it was very, very cold, and everything was frozen. People had to hurry home in the cold, and no animals could be seen outside. Under the roofline of a certain house, a dozen or more doves were huddled closely together, trying to keep warm with not too much success. Some small sparrows, which were flying about looking for some safe place to stay, came flying to the place where the doves were huddled. The sparrows asked, "Dear doves, won't you let us stay with you? Your bodies look so large and warm." The doves answered sadly, "But your coats are frosted with cold. Your bodies are covered with ice. we cannot let you come near to us, for we are almost frozen now. But we are dying, cried the sparrows. It looks so warm under the broad under your broad wings, and we are so little and so very, very cold. So finally the dove said, come, and a shivering little sparrow fluttered close and nestled under the broad gray wing. Other doves also said, come, and soon more than half the doves were sheltering small, shivering sparrows beneath their own half-frozen wings. Colder and colder grew the day, and by sunset, the freezing winds began to blow. That evening, the man of the house returned from work, and when he slammed the door shut after him, one of the doves fell to the ground. When the father stepped outside to pick up the fallen bird, he saw the other birds frozen in the eaves. So he brought them all into the warm house to revive them. He found the kind-hearted doves who sheltered sparrows, that they survived the cold. Because they shared the little warmth each of them had. Whereas those doves who were selfish did not have enough warmth to overcome the cold, and so they died. The message here is that the doves who were generous saved their own lives, while those doves who thought only of their own welfare did not make it. Those birds who abided by the law of interdependence survived, while those who ignored it suffered the consequences. I will close my talk with the following poem. One cosmic brotherhood, one universal good, one law beholding us, race, color, creed, and caste fade in the dreamy past. Man wakes to learn at last, all life is one. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening.